Are we good now?
We're live. Okay. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Temper Tangent Podcast, episode 4. We've got a special guest here, but we're not going to introduce him yet. We're going to keep him waiting.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're going to make him sit in silence before we introduce him.
Now, let's talk about how we're going to do this today. We've got a new segment for you guys.
Wait, before we even get to that, okay. Is there anything that we need to apologize for or correct from last week? We've been on the streak. If you're listening to this, I guess the cringe hasn't gotten to you yet. So
that's true, yeah. Thank you for listening, if you are listening. Shout out to a few people who messaged me over the last couple weeks of this podcast.
We have not advertised this at all, but some of our friends have found it somehow.
You guys are the homies. You're the real MVPs. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I don't think there's anything that I need to apologize for. I feel pretty comfortable.
We probably said something cringe, but we'll let the cringe go.
Have you read Hot and Badgered anymore?
I haven't read it at all, and I will never read it. But I'm hoping someone out there will get it, read it, and then come talk to me about it. Yeah. Or we'll have you on the podcast. Yeah. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Any vampire?
I've stayed away from the vampire stuff, honestly.
Yeah. Me too.
I think last week you said you wanted to see it with me, but there was no way in heck we were going to actually.
Yeah,
do it.
No, we didn't. Okay, so let's just hop into this.
All right, so our guest this week is my brother, Joel. What's up, Joel?
What's up, boys? It's me, Joel.
All right, we got him here on the podcast for, well, one, because he's funny and he's a little dude that's going to...
Goofball.
Bring
some goof to the Temper Tangent Podcast. Yeah. But what are we doing with him today, Isaac?
All right, so we had this idea for a segment for Joel, and
so Joel is, you're not a millennial, you are Gen...
I was born in 1999.
Okay, so that would be Gen Z?
Maybe.
As both of you, whatever you guys are.
Oh, yeah, I guess we are Gen Z. We're not technically millennials.
Were you 97?
I was 97. I think 98 is considered millennial.
Okay, whatever. Well, we usually have conversations, whether it be at the dinner table or just randomly, talking about how generations are slowly declining.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And now, as far as their education.
Education
and
wise.
And what they know.
Jason here is high and mighty. He has the formal education.
That is right.
I do not have the formal education, as previously stated.
But you are educated.
But I am educated.
Barely. He didn't even go to college. I mean, he dropped out.
Okay. No, that was actually the topic of the first episode, Joel. Yeah, cool. I don't know if you listened to it. And I don't know if we got to the main point of what I wanted to say in the first episode, but the whole point of that was Isaac is still educated, but he did not go to college. I don't know if that was clear from
whatever.
The very first episode.
I'm just a sack of rocks.
Educated
in my
air
brain.
Quotes.
Educated with air quotes, yeah.
Okay, so we have a set of geography questions that range from first grader style questions all the way to fifth grade questions that we are going to ask Joel, and we'll see if he gets them right. And I just want to point out, our idea for this stems from one moment where I asked Joel what the capital of Texas was, the state where we live, and he proceeded to say Dallas, and it was hilarious. And then when we were all laughing at him, he said, no, sorry, it's San Antonio. And then we asked him other stuff like, where's Indonesia? And he said, south of the border. So
so what this is going to be a hilarious segment. We're calling this one Geography with Joel. Name pending, but I think that's what we're going to stick with.
Geography with Joel.
And we hope you guys enjoy this one. We've got some new implements inside of our forte of... I don't even know what I'm
new
saying anymore.
New implements inside of our forte.
Formal education, English.
I have no clue at all what the questions are. Is it going to be like an A, B, C, D? Do I get answer choices, or is it just...
It's going to be a question that you just need to answer.
No, you have to answer
it's
in
not multiple
a sentence.
Choice. Yeah. I know you might be used to multiple choice, but you're not going to get it. It's going to be free response.
Everyone hates those kind of questions.
All right, so are we just going to jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
I don't know.
All right, Joel, I hope you're ready.
All right, Joel, are you ready?
I guess, dude.
All right, we are beginning with the first grade questions.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, no, we're going to tell you when we go from fourth grade.
I don't know, it would be,
fifth.
I might bounce around, actually, not let them know.
No.
Okay, fine.
Let's just go all the way up to one to fifth, yeah.
All right, get ready. All right, first grade questions. Joel, how many continents are there?
Seven.
Okay, correct. Got that one right. Good job.
Nice.
Easy.
All right. What is the country? What country is Paris the capital of?
London. London.
You're joking, right?
Hold on. No. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. That's going to be bad. I almost said something else.
You were serious? Oh, no. What were you going to say?
Maybe Italy?
Oh, my God.
No. That is not right. The country where Paris is located is France.
France. I knew that one. Yeah.
No, you did not know
that
one.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
This is so good.
Moving on. In which country are the famous pyramids of Giza?
Egypt.
Correct.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
I can't read, apparently. In what city is the White House located?
Washington, D.C.
Good job.
Good. Proud of you, buddy.
Actually, I think I hit the wrong button on that one. Yeah, I actually can't hear what I'm pressing, so let's hope we got that worked out. All right. How many states are in the United States of America?
50.
Okay.
Come
on.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now, that was first grade. You graduated. Good job, buddy. I'm proud of you.
You graduated the second grade. Here we go.
Let's go.
This one's easy. Which state is called the Lone Star State?
Texas.
Good job.
I lived there. If I got that wrong, that would have been yikes.
And Isaac, if you have any questions that come in your head, go ahead and say it.
Okay.
Okay, this one might be good. In what state is the Grand Canyon located?
Dude, I visited Arizona.
Okay.
I'm owning.
Okay.
This is easy.
Doesn't the Grand Canyon go across multiple states, or is it just Arizona?
I think it might.
It's probably majority. If it were to go into different states.
Does it go into Nevada?
I think it
are
may...
you...
I think it actually may touch a different state, but it's primarily located in Arizona.
Majority, I believe, is in Arizona.
Well, we won't take your word for that, Joel.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, going on. What three countries are located in North America?
What three countries? What?
Dude. Do you know what a country is?
Come on, countries. We live in the...
Americas. Dude, what?
Okay.
How is that even...
What three countries are in North America?
North America, South America, Canada. Boom. Is that all right?
North America isn't a country. It's a continent.
Okay, yes.
Oh,
true.
Man. This is hurting me. This is so
okay,
funny.
Okay, so then...
Okay. What... Okay, you obviously know what North America is. So look at North America. What countries are here? When you picture North America, what do you see? There's three countries.
Canada, South America.
Okay.
That's no? a continent. South America is a continent.
Mexico?
Okay.
Yes, that's
Mexico
two.
Mexico and Canada.
Yes. Okay.
And what?
Dude, what the frick do we live in?
Where do we live?
Where do we live?
Texas.
The United States of
United
America.
States. Dude, get out of here.
I can't. I'm honestly baffled.
We're going to apologize to the people who formerly taught Joel in geography. We're apologizing right now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember your geography teacher? Shout them out right now.
Geography, what grade is that?
I don't freaking know.
He doesn't even
multiple
know.
Grades.
Multiple grades.
Geography. Oh, I had a tennis coach as my geography teacher.
That explains a lot.
And we watch tennis every single day. Coach Turnage, my boy.
I don't know who that is.
I love Coach Turnage.
I don't know if we should name
it's
drop.
It's okay. Here. Well, Coach Turnage.
Coach Turnage. I love that guy.
Obviously, your class was
Mr. Turnage, beneficial.
That's what we did. We watched a lot of tennis.
Remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a tall, blonde guy.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Really, really did like that guy. He was super cool.
Was that in high school?
Yeah, yes. That's high school.
Okay, well, apparently...
That is a junior class that I took as a freshman by accident, but stayed in the class, and I became friends with a bunch of the juniors.
Well, it did not pay off. Anyway, here we go.
Are we all still right. in second grade?
We're literally still in second grade. Okay.
Oh, no.
To travel from New York to London, one must fly over which ocean?
Pacific Ocean.
Wrong.
What? Wrong. Atlantic.
There you go.
Yes, correct.
Good job, buddy.
I knew it was one of them.
There you go, buddy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to skip that one because I already know he's not going to know that one.
What the...
Ask it anyways.
I bet you.
In what country? Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
India.
Okay.
You look at him downing me for such a
fun easy fact.
Question.
Fun fact. Do you guys remember Mr. Mansfield from Lakeview?
Lakeview art class.
He had this project for us where we would create something out of toothpicks, and I built the Taj Mahal out of toothpicks.
I bet that looked terrible.
Oh, you little architect boy.
Yeah, that was nothing close to the Taj Mahal, what it looked like at all. But yeah, there you go. Fun fact for Isaac.
Okay, are we moving on to third grade?
Third grade, here we go.
All right, Joel.
Hey, I'm getting questions that you thought I wouldn't get, so.
Okay, you also got some wrong that I thought you would get right.
Yeah, like, that's kind of baffling,
how
bro.
You live in the United States of America.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right, third grade, here we go. What is the longest river in the world?
It's not the Mississippi River, which I know that's what you guys wanted me to say. It is the Nile River.
No, not the Nile River at all.
Oh, well, that's the one I was saying it was.
It's the Amazon. I actually didn't.
Amazon.
Okay.
All right. See, like, Isaac can't even pass these questions.
Yeah,
that's all I
Yeah,
say.
Formal education has failed me, you know.
On what... This one should be good. On what continent is the country of Greece located?
Oh, gosh. EU. that's broad enough to get it correct.
Yeah, Europe, okay. But the EU is the European Union.
You know what I meant whenever I say EU, dude. Come
you
on,
meant Europe.
Europe.
Okay,
come
so
on.
Europe. Okay.
We'll give
sure,
you that
whatever.
One.
Yeah, okay. I get that. Well, what was the correct answer?
Europe.
Okay, so I got it right.
Okay, but
you said
the EU.
The EU is a specific.
Oh my gosh, bro! You're talking to a guy who plays video games a lot, and that's what we whenever we're going against players.
You're technically right. I mean, the acronym for Europe is EU, so that's probably what you meant.
Shout out to Haram, EU trash.
Okay.
Don't bring your Fortnite garbage on this podcast.
Joel is a gamer, and he's good. He's really good. He's won money by playing it.
Several thousand dollars.
Oh.
Okay. Well.
Nice. All right, moving on to the next question. What is the name for a body of land that is completely surrounded by water?
An island.
Good job.
Good job.
I thought there was going to be some like hard questions.
Wait till we get to the fifth grade, buddy.
Yeah, wait till fifth grade. You will not be passing fifth grade. Okay, what is the capital of New York? That's a good one.
Capital of New York. New York City. What? New York City.
New York City is actually in New Jersey.
Okay. Capital of New York.
Hold the phone. New York City is in New York.
It's in both. It's right by the border, technically. So you know where Newark is? Newark.
Yeah.
It's right next to New York.
Yeah.
Am I about to show y'all a map?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yes, it's technically in New York.
Because I have sent multiple things from my job to New York, New York.
Yeah, but you know how when two cities are really close to each other and sometimes you consider it to be in the other state instead of the other one? That's what it's kind of like because it's so close to the border.
Mm. I don't care, man. I'm just sipping on my twisted tea.
Yeah, how is it for you guys? How much do you guys have down?
I'm almost done.
Yeah, me too.
We've got three twisted teas right in front of us. 24 ounce. And they are good. All right, Jason, what's the next question?
I'm just fact-checking this. I wanted to show y'all a map, but it's fine.
Don't worry about the map. Just keep asking the questions.
All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, the answer was Albany, by the way.
Yeah. Albany. 90% of America want to get that question correct.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Money on that.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
How many Great Lakes are there in the United States?
Five. Five
Close.
Great Lakes.
Was it wrong?
What? Was it seven?
Wrong.
No.
Frick. What is it?
It's four.
Oh, dude.
Name one of them. Name one of them.
Lake Superior. Sorry.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good enough.
Do you know the others?
Oh, shoot. I know there's Lake Superior. There is Lake Delta.
No.
Okay. Okay. Move on. Wait. I don't want to embarrass him.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go on. All right. You are now in the fourth grade. Here we go.
Barely making it.
Where is the largest desert in the world located?
Nevada.
In the world?
Oh, in the world. Sorry. Egypt.
What is the name of that desert?
Sahara Desert.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice.
And where is Egypt?
Dude, you're gonna make me say EU again, but I'm not. It's Egypt is in.
A lot of people actually don't know this.
It's yeah. actually oh, it's in South Africa.
You're close.
Frick. What is it?
It's Northern Africa.
Northern. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people say Egypt's in the Middle East. That's not true.
Yeah, no.
Egypt is in Africa.
Yeah.
I can see how that.
I knew it was in Africa. I knew it was in Africa.
Because people just picture sand.
I don't know if it was north or south.
People picture sand, and then they just think it's like mm-hmm. in the Middle East or something. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
You said we're in fourth grade, or is this third?
This is fourth grade.
Fourth grade. All right, let's do this.
Let's see here. There's a few of these. Which country is the largest in size? I actually didn't know this. Which country is the largest in size?
Oh, shoot. Oh, dude.
It's like country.
Yeah, I know. I actually saw a meme about this the other day, but I can't remember what it was.
That's how we learn.
Memes.
That's how he learns. He learns
meme
by memes.
Education.
Meme education.
Oh, good night.
Can't wait till
there's an ABCD on that.
What?
I would have to make it up.
Make it up on the spot.
Okay. A is United States.
No.
Mm-mm.
B is Russia.
China.
C is China. Four, let's go Australia.
Okay.
It's... See, it makes you want to say China, but I don't think that's the correct answer.
What is it then?
What is it?
Frack, man. You're going to make me want to say Australia. I'm just going to go with Australia.
Nope.
Was it China?
Nope. No. It's Russia.
Russia.
Oh, frack.
Yep.
Dang, that's 3 out of 4 trash. Dang.
I wish I had an applause button. let's see. Okay, this is a good one. The United States and Mexico are separated by which river?
You got this.
Good night.
Come on.
The Mississippi River.
Mississippi, the world, yeah.
The world's largest river.
Frick. Dude. Frick, give me the first letter.
The first letter? Of R.
The river.
Think the river.
It's the Rio Grande.
Rio Grande. Grande.
Okay, let's just jump to fifth grade. Dude, and get this over.
How long have we been going on this? Has it been like 15 minutes, 10 minutes?
It's been almost 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, let's just
skip to fifth.
Let's just skip.
I upgraded,
no,
dude.
Let me do one fifth grade question.
Okay, now this is for all the marbles. If you get, give them the hardest one.
The hardest one or just a random one here?
Give me two. One hard one and one random one from it.
Okay, this one might be hard. Let's do two more. Okay. What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province of Quebec?
That's easy. French Canadia. Canadian.
It's French, but I don't think it's called French Canadian.
I think it is.
It is? Well,
maybe.
This just says French, but I believe you.
Au revoir.
Yeah. Good job. Shout out to Dylan Lefebvre. I know a guy who lives in Quebec.
Is that another Fortnite homie?
It is, actually.
Okay.
All right, he's name dropping again. All right, which country is both an island and a continent?
Oh, gosh. Hawaii. Easy clap. Let's go. Was it?
Hawaii is a state, brother.
Oh, frick. I don't know what you said, to be honest.
What do you mean you don't know what
Would
I
you
said?
Say country?
Yes. Which country is both an island and a continent? And Hawaii is definitely not a continent.
Okay, well... That is, yes, true. But it's not Australia.
He was so confident. He goes,
cringe.
Hawaii, said and done. Put it on my name. This is it.
Dang, dude. It's not Australia.
Dude.
Do you think?
Really?
Because that's it's a country, correct?
Okay. Let me reiterate the question. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Oh, okay. Australia.
Good.
Attaboy.
Let's go.
Attaboy. Okay. All right.
You didn't say
okay.
That.
Gosh, that hurt me. That hurt.
That hurt me too. And honestly, just to make sure that we didn't bring this on to dog on Joel. We brought this on just to have a
dude,
quick little laugh.
Dude, I did better
here.
Than half your audience would probably do on this quiz.
Wow, you're already going after our audience, dude. That's our tiny audience.
You guys are I definitely did better than them. I bet they were trying to answer it during it, and they did not get any. Like, I mean, they probably got some of it right.
Honestly, but being put on the spot, I can't think when I'm put on the spot.
Yeah, so, same.
Finish an entire Twisted Tea and get on this podcast. See if you can do better than me. That's all I gotta say.
Well, props to you to coming up and actually doing that. Oh, but man, that was cringe. So
now here's the thing, though. I honestly think that he's right. That half the people that have gone through high school and have gone through like college and stuff. Completely wiped.
Well, oh, 110%.
Well,
I agree.
Well,
with that.
That's the point of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? You literally bring mm-hmm. grown adults mm-hmm. onto the show, right? It's a show?
Yeah, it used to be. Yeah, I don't know if it's still going.
Yeah, and they ask them fifth grader questions and they can't answer it.
Against a fifth grader.
Yeah, and people do those things where they run around on the streets and pull people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, and they ask them like some geography question or some
question.
American political question. Sorry, I can't speak today.
It's the Twisted Tees, man.
Maybe.
Man, these puppies are strong.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can't answer the questions. Like, typical questions. Like, who's, like, the third president of the United States or something?
Well,
yeah, that's Thomas Jefferson.
Dude, easy. You, going back, throwing it back to our first episode, once you finally go for a degree, you don't take classes like normal.
Like, yeah, like basic education stuff.
You push yourself out. You push all of that knowledge out.
Yeah, there's actually something that happens with our brain where we don't keep everything we learn permanently.
Yeah.
We literally hide stuff in mm-hmm. our brain mm-hmm. or completely get rid of it, like our long-term memory, if it doesn't serve our current purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Like, your brain literally cleanses pointless information. So it's like, oh, this random history fact, that's not going to help me, like, do my day-to-day stuff. So it just throws it away.
That explains a lot.
So it threw away everything that Joel has probably learned in the past.
That is so true, dude.
Dude, I will say this. Joel has some sick hands on Fortnite. I have watched him.
Yes, I have too. And I've seen the money he's made. So props to you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You want to shout out, what is it, your name or how's it work?
Yeah, what is your name, Joel?
My name on Fortnite is HugePickle69.
Do you have like a YouTube channel or something? Do you want to plug?
No, I'm not plugging anything like that.
Come on.
I'm not plugging anything.
Why not?
Like
okay.
Hey, might as well capitalize. All right,
shout out to VTony, capital V, capital T, toe, and the knee.
Okay.
TOEKNEE.
What are people supposed to do with this information?
Or it's Haram with a Z. It's on Twitch.
Okay.
Those are my boys.
Okay. Okay. So this is okay. team members.
Okay. Yeah. So he's throwing out his buddies at stream.
Okay.
Weasel. Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of shout outs, we actually do have a sponsor for today's episode.
Yeah.
And it is Audible. Thank you, Audible, for sponsoring this.
No, it's not Audible. Jason so bad wants to do an Audible shout out and get a sponsorship from
them. I said it last episode. I'll keep saying it until they sponsor us.
We have no ties with Audible. Have you even used Audible?
No, but I might. I might if they sponsor this episode.
Okay, this is... Okay, let me just get this first. This next tangent that we're about to talk about, we actually do have a sponsor for, and here's a message from our sponsors. Okay,
and
now we're back.
Back.
All right, so hopefully that was not cringe. That was our first episode, first commercial sponsor. That we're going to, whatever.
No, thank you, Anchor, yes. For do this. So thankful for that. It's a great intuitive platform.
Anyways, what I was about to go into, when's the last time you've read a book?
I actually tried to make an effort last year. I went into 2020, like a lot of people do the same thing, but I went into 2020 wanting to read one book a month.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was simple. Some people eat books and they do like two or three a month. I literally wanted to at least do one a month, but I literally could not do that. It took me 3 months to read one and another 4 months to get halfway through two different books. Because
mm-hmm.
I have a very short attention span. I love starting things and moving to other things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot for our music.
Yes.
All of the projects that we have when we're writing music.
But yeah, I have two books that are halfway through and I only read one. But hey, reading is good for you.
Yeah. Joel, when's the last time you've read a book?
Oh, dude, definitely English class in high school.
What year did you graduate?
2018.
So it's been at least a solid 3 years.
Yeah.
I would say that's about the same for me too.
Well, I don't know, like, I went in, like, whenever we were assigned to read the book, I mean, you're assigned to read it, right? But, like, let's be honest, who doesn't?
You didn't read the book.
Who actually sits there and reads it? Like, they always Google, what is it, the summary of chapters?
Cliff notes. Yeah.
So, I mean, real answer, probably, like, sixth grade, middle school.
Not going to lie, freshman year of college, when I was doing my college basics, I would probably only read, like, half, and then BS the rest and write a report on it. I got really good at pulling a lot of information from something I barely read. Like, that became a skill of mine. I could talk a lot about a very small amount of information.
Mm-hmm. throwing it back to our English class, dude.
That was senior year of high school.
Where it all started, senior year of high school. What was it? It wasn't the Pride and Prejudice. It was...
We read a lot of books in that class.
What was the one with the super famous one that has the Russian...
Oh, that was Crime and Punishment.
Crime and Punishment. Pride and Prejudice, whatever. I remember... You all right there? What just happened?
My twisted tea jumped into my eye.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Anyways, I don't even remember that book because I never read it.
It was a hard read, kind of.
Yeah.
It was slow, and I was too busy analyzing, like... all the philosophy underneath rather than what was actually going on.
Right.
So
now thinking about this, have you ever thought that not reading has made you like
dumber?
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah,
definitely. 110%.
I mean, like not only do you pick up on information when you read, but it also like helps your mind process words and sentences, and that makes you smarter all around.
Like compare yourself to someone that you know, because we definitely know that you don't read. Jason barely reads, and I barely read.
What do you mean? I definitely don't read. Oh,
110% you don't
read.
What
the frick do you mean?
You are, yikes.
Okay, I haven't read a fictional book, but I've had to read books that are pertinent to my
job,
trade, things of that nature. I mean. Yeah.
Other than your job, what book have you read recently?
He's probably read his mom's gossip magazine.
Why would my mom have a gossip magazine?
I don't know. Your mom's a middle-aged woman, so.
Exactly. Look at him. Look how long he's taking to try to think or come up with something to say.
Hey, dude, you're just mad because we just dogged on you because of all these geography questions.
You couldn't answer half those questions anyway.
No, I could. I definitely could have.
I did good. I answered most of them correct.
I did good.
All right, Joe, we'll give you a pat on the back for,
yeah, good job, buddy.
For doing.
Good job.
For not answering those
problems. I'm just glad it was geography and not something hard like history, dude. That would have been yikes.
There is a history category with the questions I pulled up. There's
that
actually
would have been
several.
Yikes.
There's also science and math.
Science and history would have been very bad. Math, I would destroy at any level.
That's very interesting that you're like that. I'm actually the complete opposite.
I'm very good at math.
I'm very good at English and history, but math just...
I would say I'm good at none of it. I'm like mediocre across the board.
Yeah. No, I'm
subpar.
Terrible.
Subpar across the board, 100% all of it.
Business calculus kicked my butt in college. Absolutely kicked my butt.
Even with my job now, I still need a calculator. I still need a percentage calculator. I can't, you know, it's so mental math.
In the real work world, you use a dang calculator. You're not sitting there doing long division. You're not doing complex equations. Like you have Microsoft Excel and then you're good.
Well, you want to be right. When it comes to your position, you need to be right.
And to do that, you rely on
we've got a crutch.
Technology.
Yeah, our freaking crutch. All right, so before we get into this, that can be our tangent. I don't give a frick. It doesn't matter.
Let's keep going.
But I want to give Joel, since he is our special guest here, is there something that you would like to talk about, Joel?
Are we doing musical-wise, or are we just doing all over
this
the
is,
board,
this
whatever?
This is the tangent. I can really tell you haven't listened to our podcast.
Dude, you guys are... What is this? What episode is this?
Four.
Episode four.
Okay, see, I only thought there was two, so...
Yeah, you don't support us. Why don't we bring this guy on?
We will we'll do a artist spotlight at the end of the podcast, but is there anything on your mind, Joel?
I mean, how deep can we get? Like
as deep as we possibly
can. I'm scared. I don't know how deep your mind goes.
See, I don't think your guys' listeners at this stage are ready for like super heavy political debates.
boy. We haven't gotten political
yet. No, we haven't gotten political. Let's steer away from that right now.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you guys want to throw out a subject that I can maybe bounce off of. I can basically bounce off.
Okay, okay. Then
let's just carry the
let's just carry on. I texted you. How good are we on time? Are we okay?
No, we're good. I just got a Wall Street Bets notification.
What happened?
So I don't know if
what happened. What happened?
Someone just posted something.
Oh, okay.
Of course, they're talking about GameStop.
Oh man.
I mean, there's a lot we could talk about that. Everything. There's just so much happening in our world today. There's so much history being made as we're living in it. It's kind of exciting, and. You know, we aren't financial gurus here in regards to the stock market.
To an extent.
Sorry, Isaac is in that realm, but...
More retirement. We're retirement focused.
I say that so we don't have to dive too deep into what's actually happening. Yep. But all that people need to understand is that people on the internet are fighting against billionaire hedge funders and they're winning... And it's causing a stir in the stock market that has not been seen in the history of the stock market.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. There was a 14-year-old kid on the whole GameStop thing that put in all of his savings into it, $2,000, and made $135,000.
That's so ridiculous.
I could explain it a little bit. So GameStop is a video game retail company that is not doing good. They declared bankruptcy when COVID hit, and they've been a failing business for years because it's kind of like Blockbuster. No one's going to the brick and mortar store and buying video games because you could just buy them digitally. So it's a failing business. They haven't been doing good. They had a CEO switch, which kind of helped the company. But anyway, this hedge fund came in, and they basically wanted to short the entire stock of the company, and it would basically run the company to the ground. Mm-hmm. The stock price would eventually drop. But a bunch of people on Reddit, in a subreddit called Wall Street Bets, they got together, and they saw that this stock was being shorted. So they did what was called a short squeeze. Which means they came in and they started buying a whole bunch. And I can't even really explain it that well. My knowledge is very limited. But basically, they did something that caused the hedge funders to buy in mass. And these hedge funders have billions of dollars. So they bought in mass while everyone on Reddit was also buying. So that caused the stock price to skyrocket through the roof. So this failing company that used to have $9 a share are now hitting like $300 and $400 a share, which is unheard of for a bankrupt company.
What is that, like 300% almost?
It's crazy, yes. Yeah. And so little kids and random people on Reddit who know nothing about the stock market, they're throwing in money and they're cashing out big time. And I read something that the stock price for GameStop was changing by $70 every minute.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Every minute.
Up? Going up every minute?
Fluctuating $70 up
very
and
volatile.
Down. So volatile. It skyrockets and then crashes every day. Like, if you look at if y'all can pull it up right now, even on your iPhone, you have a stocks app. If you look at it, whenever the market is at close, which is at what, 5 p.m.? 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. Eastern time.
4 p.m. Eastern time. When it closes, the stock crashes. And then when it opens back up, people go right back in. And the whole point is that it's a group effort from the internet, and it caused the hedge fund guys to lose millions. Millions. And they bankrupt the original...
hedge funder.
Yep.
Yeah.
The internet is
scary.
Scary, and it is taking over this planet. It legitimately is.
Well, yeah, we could go more into that.
I honestly think there's going to be a day to where we can tap into the internet from our minds.
Well, isn't Elon Musk already trying to do that?
Did you listen to our podcast?
You haven't listened to our podcast.
I did not. I've seen a bunch of stuff on it.
I literally talked about that. It was
Zay. What's the?
Oh, you're talking about his kid.
His kid, yeah.
With the Tesla battery.
His cybernetic kid.
The kid that you talked about mounting.
Like. Shut up, dude. Shut up. No.
You're trying to mount.
No, don't even. No. Whoa. Stop.
Just listen to our last podcast.
Yes. Okay. Listen to it because we need more listeners. But
we don't need anything. We're just some dumb adults, young adults that put a mic to our mouths and we're putting it on the internet. That's all this is.
I hate that. Anyways,
it's true.
That okay. On they just toasted to this. Okay. Anyways, that brings up something that I've actually wanted to talk about on my morning commute. You know, cursing Greg Abbott on 35 as a daily weekend or a normal weekend tradition now. I roll down my window and I throw up my fist and I curse Greg Abbott's name on 35. No, I don't.
Isaac hates Greg Abbott.
I don't hate Greg Abbott. That's just a running joke here now. But anyways, I was thinking about
we should get
sorry, Greg Abbott on the podcast.
That or get him to sponsor it.
Sponsored by Greg Abbott. What is
okay. Making Texas better.
Ding. Making Texas better. One wheelchair at a time. Okay. Anyways, before I keep going, I was thinking about the GameStop and all this kind of stuff and how the internet has actually been beneficial to the point where people who are not that savvy on the stock market have now an open window to kind of like dabble a little bit.
Well, a lot of that has to do with Robinhood. It's one of the more popular
Ashton Kutcher. Isn't it the ad on Instagram where
he's in the Acorns, which is different.
Acorns, that's what it is.
No,
okay.
But Robinhood, it's a very okay, this episode is not sponsored by Robinhood, but Robinhood is a very intuitive, simple to use platform where you could trade, and it puts everything in layman's terms, makes it really easy to understand. You kind of invest at the press of a button. Very simple. We should get them to sponsor the podcast.
Get Robinhood to sponsor?
I believe in them. Yeah. I believe in them as a company, but anyway.
What, a small little email from us saying Tipper Tangent Podcast, Isaac and Jason, please sponsor us. The dude probably who looks at the emails or anything is like, what the heck is this? And throws it into the trash. Yeah, right.
No, but anyway, no, it's a great broker. If you're just trying to start out, you could get the app on your iPhone. Simple as that. I forgot where I was going with this, but oh yeah. It's made it so easy for any Joe Schmo to pick it up and try to invest. It really has. And
that's penny stocks, right?
Anything.
You can
ETFs,
buy
ETFs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue chip stocks.
Anything you want.
Mutual funds, all that. Mm. It's very great, easy to use. But the huge problem right now is the whole trading with GameStop. Another company that same thing was happening to was AMC, which is also kind of dying due to COVID because no one's going to a movie theater. Both of those companies were heavily shorted and they're going crazy. Mm-hmm. But Robinhood and some other brokers have prevented people from continuing to trade GameStop. Even TD Ameritrade, who I use, stopped us from trading it, and Robinhood did. The problem with that is when they stopped people from trading, they couldn't close their positions, especially people who were trading on margin, which means they were using the broker's money. Right. They couldn't close their positions, and they ended up losing money, and they're blaming the brokers for that, and that's highly contested, and someone filed a class action lawsuit against Robinhood.
Oh.
And I heard that lawsuit is being backed up by AOC and Ted Cruz. So you got both the left and the right.
Big dog.
Not liking that. So
yeah. The reason I brought this up, and Joel, I was going to ask you this question. What do you know about investing? Like general form, like
is it as much as your geography knowledge or
like
so it's about as probably as basic as it gets. So I have invested basically my money, my own personal money into people who know what they're doing with it. So I've given money to my oldest brother. I think that has dribbled down to Jason. I've also given some to my father and a couple of my friends, honestly. And I kind of let them do the dirty work for me. So, and then like we come up with an agreement of percentages of depending on how good they do or of how much of my money that they lose. So far, all of it has been negative. So I've lost a lot with all of them.
Okay.
I'd like to disclaim we are not financial analysts and we aren't recommending specific stocks. So you cannot blame us for going in on anything we've talked about today.
You're not going to GameStop. You will lose your money.
Well, no, that's a recommendation that you should not do.
Yes,
so
we are not recommending.
Don't recommend that.
You can do whatever the frick you want.
If you invest, you could win money and you could also lose money. It's part of the risk.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's with everything.
So here's why my general scope of bringing this topic up is, do you remember learning anything about the stock market?
Oh, in school.
In school, anywhere.
Oh, not at all.
College, yeah.
Well, you went to school for it, so obviously.
I didn't go to school for...
Well, okay. Well, it was part of my, the business management curriculum.
Yes. Okay. Or it was part of... Yeah, it was in business school. Okay. It was part of my the finance curriculum.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So now, with that being said, how much of the population is going to a business management or business finance?
I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. It's a very small amount considered...
Okay, well, I kind of think you shouldn't even go into it unless you know what you're doing, because it's very risky.
Well, I'm saying that here because there needs to be more education on it.
With that being said, shout out Mr. Cruz. I take back my no from earlier, money matters class in high school. He did tap into it a little bit.
A little bit. That was mainly personal finance.
Yeah.
Which is different. That's like
I specifically remember listening to Gordon Ramsay inside of that class.
Yep. Gordon Ramsay. Wow.
Not Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay is a chef.
Gordon Ramsay. Wow.
Dave Ramsay.
Yes. Dave Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Thank you for teaching everyone how to.
Gordon Ramsay is the epicenter of knowledge for all that is good.
Oh gosh. There's so many potential titles for this.
Sponsor Gordon Ramsay.
Close Kitchen. He makes the best meals.
They get one sponsor and then they want everyone to
thank
sponsor.
Thank you, Audible
them.
And Gordon Ramsay for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you. But here's what I'm saying here. Think about how many times you've asked yourself, for both of you and for myself, what could I have done to make a little more money? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm pretty sure everyone asks themselves that question. How can I make more money? What?
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing. So, I don't know. I'm all for people going in and trading because that creates volume, which mm-hmm. then creates movement, which mm-hmm. then will help me make money.
Right.
Because to make money, you need movement in a stock unless you want something slow. But
I guess I'm looking at this from my job standpoint. I'm not going to talk about where I work or where, because I don't want to get in trouble for anything. But I can say that I do have a lot of retirement conversations about people getting ready for retirement or people who have just gotten a job and have retirement benefits that are getting ready to plan for their retirement. Young, old, middle-aged, whatever it is. If you can, I would like you to just do a quick Google search of how much of a percentage of people have more than $50,000 saved up inside of their retirement funds.
How much?
50%. 50,000. 50,000.
50%.
Of the U.S. population.
So what percentage have more than 50,000 in their retirement?
Right, yeah.
I wonder if you'll get an actual answer for that.
You probably will, because this is something... Because I know it is a big percentage that people don't save for their retirement.
So 100%, yeah.
I have a number here. It's not exactly 50,000, but there was a survey that was over 2,000 U.S. adults from age 40 to 79 had at least 25,000 in investable assets. Nearly two-thirds of the 40-somethings have less than 100,000 in retirement and savings, mm-hmm. and 28% in their 60s have less than 50,000. So it seems like... Well, I don't know. That's kind of a big comparison.
Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up, we just went through a pandemic, right?
We're still...
Oh, I have a number here. So ages 40 to 49, 41% have less than 50,000. So
that is massive. That is massive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thinking about the GameStop and thinking about, you know, the stock market and thinking about all of this led me to think about this. The problem that people do not have a focus on their future. And you can tie this into the internet, you can tie this into anything really, but we've gotten into this make money, spend money mentality over the last generation or so. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can accredit that to social media, YouTubers blowing money all the time, you know, influencing, they call them influencers for a reason.
Yeah.
Young kids are looking at this. And I mean, Mr. Beast, for an example. Are you stroking my foot? Was that you?
That is not me.
Sorry, stretching my leg.
No, you were stroking my foot. Dirty dog.
Go on.
Anyways.
Gosh.
There's another tangent. Brought to you by Audible. But I'm sorry, I can't take myself seriously.
Go on.
But Mr. Beast, some of his videos He's giving away houses. He's spending a ton of money. He's spending all of this.
An island.
He's giving away an island. I haven't seen that YouTube video, but it's coming from Joel, a credible source.
$700,000, I believe.
Who the heck is Mr. Beast?
Okay, well, he is a YouTuber that has an absurd amount of money.
Okay.
And does the stupidest things on YouTube and spends his money all the time. And he has so many kids watching him.
He has the coolest. I don't think it's the stupidest. I think it's some of the coolest content on YouTube that's like genuine and like... Yeah.
It's not very clickbaity.
It's not clickbaity at all. Whatever he puts in his title, he literally does. It's like ridiculous.
Okay, then he has money for a reason because he puts out a good product that people are consuming and he's built a name around himself.
And I'm not dogging on him. I'm saying that... I'm saying that as an example for the generations to come watching him, the younger kids, and even people now. We have gotten into this mindset of make money, spend money. And thinking about all of the stock market, how much have you saved for retirement?
Not exactly.
Okay. Joel?
Do you have a
separate savings account?
No,
we're talking like 401k.
401k savings account, anything that you can do to save for the future.
No.
No, but to your point, money sitting in your checking account is doing nothing for you.
Exactly.
It's not because money's a tool and it can be used, which is why I'm starting to throw it at the stock market.
I actually take my answer back. I do have money saved up that has an interest rate going up inside separate account.
You have a savings account with an interest rate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that being said, I can ask, I'm sure if we ask a lot of people in our age generation and future, maybe a couple of years older than us or whatever, that it's the same case. People aren't looking at this and looking at their money and thinking about, what am I going to do when I don't have any money and I'm not working and I'm relying on a couple $100 Social Security or whatever it may be?
That's why the majority of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's just so many factors in what goes into why people are in that situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, for one, people are enveloped in our capitalistic economy.
Yes.
I have nothing wrong with capitalism. I acknowledge that there's terrible downsides to capitalism, like everything. There's always a downside to something. But the thing is that people get caught up in this materialistic cycle where they get money and then they spend their money on things that don't really matter. Mm-hmm. And people don't even, like, people have a lack of personal finance where they have these cash leaks that they're not even identifying. They have all these subscriptions that they don't realize they're paying for. Mm-hmm. They don't realize how much they're spending on food, on alcohol. They realize that they can move somewhere that has better rent or something.
Right.
You know, things like that. Like, without investing specifically, there are ways in a personal finance standpoint to make more money. Because a lot of Americans have more money than what they think. Like, think about how much stuff you accumulate over time and how much liquid capital you have laying around. Like, I want you guys to look around my room right now. How much money do you think is in my room right now? This is not a humble brag. I just have a lot of stuff.
Considering 12 guitars, probably.
You just divulged the location of our recording space. Yes, we are in Jason's crusty studio.
It is in a pristine studio.
Well, considering that I just bought you a guitar that's sitting right here, that was around $900.
Thanks, by the way.
No problem. Merry Christmas, dude. But you've got guitars that are worth more than that sitting right behind me right now.
Yep. So my point is, like, look at all the clothes I have. This is weird. I'm not trying to make it about me. Like, think about all your possessions is what I'm trying to say.
Look at all Jason has.
Materialistic items, dude.
Sorry, cool, terrible dude. Example. I'm just saying, like, people gather stuff over time, and they have more than what they think. Like, look, I could sell that desk I don't even use for, like, what, $50? I could sell a guitar I don't use for several hundred. I could sell clothes back for a few.
And here's the problem that I'm saying. You sell that desk for $50. What are you going to use with that $50? You're probably going to put it towards something.
Food.
Food. Okay. I am convinced that I spend at least 85% of my money on food.
Oh, it shows as well. We know, buddy.
Dude, what the heck? Oh, we're never bringing him on again.
I hope my point is clear because I totally just destroyed what I was trying to say and just sounded terrible.
Well, that's a tangent for you. We're just talking.
Okay, my point is that people tend to have more capital than they think they do that they can make money on. And if you're smart, you'll put that money towards something that will make you even more money or put it towards something that you actually need.
Right. He's still laughing about this stupid fat joke. You are dumb. I hate you.
Well, dude, you're like what, 250 pounds?
No, 5'4". No, stop making him laugh. He's gonna be a freaking wheezy up in here.
Yeah, you're 5'4", covered in tattoos.
Back up off the mic, bro.
He has seen our podcast. You're 5'4", 250 pounds, whatever the heck you said that one podcast.
No, I'm not.
Can see you, so they have to believe.
All right, shut up, the both of you. Okay, here's my call to action from the tangent that I brought up, and I can tie in the stock market here. Okay,
yeah, you love call to actions. Is it for Greg Abbott?
Yeah. Freaking Greg Abbott. I'm calling.
No, yeah, you already called him out.
All right.
You already had to apologize.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Greg Abbott. I love you. For the people who listen to this, or for just if my word was to ever get out, you know, is to put more of a focus on maybe trying to better yourself for the future and studying up on the stock market. Because with more knowledge, more power, you know, that's
sure.
And more power to make better yourself for the future. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the money that you put in to like a savings account or checking account, it's not earning anything. It's hardly anything with the bank.
You're technically
anymore.
Losing money because of that.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the price of the dollar, doesn't it decrease over time, the value of the
yes,
dollar?
Yes, yes.
Due to inflation?
Right? Yes.
Yeah, so if you have money just sitting there, if you have like $1,000 in your bank account and you pull it out in like 20 years, it is not worth that much anymore.
Right. So
you need to use the tools you have available, which is extra cash.
Okay, and I also think that people, when people think about the stock market, they're just thinking about short-term trading. That's not all that the market is done for.
Yeah, and it's not day trading. There are... long-term investment opportunities.
Mutual funds,
REITs,
anything.
ETFs,
yes.
That's
yes.
Slow growth stuff.
Yes.
You could build a dividend portfolio where you buy a bunch of blue chip stocks and you have them slowly accrue dividends over time.
Right. So you have these companies, say, shout out to my own, TIAA, you've got Fidelity, you've got, I'm not recommending anything. This is just going off. You've got other brokers that you can set up funds for, and from there you can put yourself into simple investments that can help better yourself for the future.
And yeah.
Now I'm getting super distracted here because I have two idiots in front of me who are just looking at me with weird eyes and shaking their heads, and oh man, I hate you so much. But
will we ever get a camera in here?
I hope so. I just don't want your freaking room in the background. We're never okay. Just completely
studio.
Forget about what I was trying to say because it's never going to come across.
Yeah. Good night. Finally, clear. He's done talking. Did anyone else fall asleep during that or doze off? Good night. Good thing you guys, whoever's listening to this, hopefully you're on the roadway just trying to pass time. Good night. Hopefully I didn't put you to sleep. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. Research the stock market. Research into your future. Research into investing. You can turn. With a good investments and with good solid long-term investments, you can get a good percentage of your money to grow. And you do not want to be caught in the loop of, I don't have much money for my future. How am I going to, you know, make up for this?
Tipper Tangent is not liable for any losses in the stock market, any loss of cash, any blame is not on Tipper Tangent. Tipper Tangent is not responsible for any of the actions to any of our listeners.
Research. That's all I'm saying to do is research. Research and look at the facts and do something to better yourself for the future. You know?
Oh my gosh, it's Gordon Ramsay 2.0. Oh, hell.
Okay. No, he's got a point. Like, listen, life, I'm about to go on a rant here. Life is about taking. Life is about taking.
Tangent.
Rant.
This is the temper. I think this is where the temper comes in. Life is about taking risks, okay? Nothing is going to happen unless you take a risk. Yeah. Listen, even if you want to bring it back to the whole college thing, college is taking a risk.
Yeah.
I took a risk in spending this much money to get a degree to hope that it gets me a good paying job, and I hope that it will give me enough money to pay off my debt.
Barely.
Barely. So the whole point is you can't do something if you don't actually get up and do it. Does that make sense? The stock market is a risk. You have, like, scared money don't make money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where that saying came, because
go to the casino.
500 on black, baby. 500 on black.
Not that. You will lose your money if you do that.
Not true.
It's not true.
Just with the stock market, you can make money, you can lose money.
Just like gambling, win money, lose money.
Sure, yes, but I mean, even with take money out of the equation, doing anything, you got to take a risk.
Okay. Thank you, Jason.
That's it.
That was good. So
I hope I inspired. I'm teary-eyed. I hope I inspired someone to get off their butt.
Somebody listening to this right now just stood up in their chair and just had the moment of realization that Jason Richardson told them to take risks. And now they're going to do something extremely stupid.
Temper Tangent is not responsible for any risks taken by our listeners.
So now on to the casino. You guys need to stop playing slots and hop on a real game like Baccarat.
Oh my gosh.
Amen, brother. Okay. Here's the thing. Jason's rolling his eyes, but
he's the one that's playing three card. Are you kidding me?
Okay, half the people don't know what this is. I think this comes to taking risks. Why are you taking your headphones off?
I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah,
you're a sweet boy.
Turned on here.
Do we need to? Are you saying we need to wrap
it
up?
No, keep going. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Anyways, all right. So we've got Joel and me now. Now this is the Joel and Isaac podcast, and whatever that was,
yeah.
Jason just did some sort of motion
thrust,
some sort of thrust at us. But whatever. Now, Joel and I's relationship, I would say, has started just because.
We both had interest.
We're avid
gamblers.
Yeah, okay. We're the word avid.
We've,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And Jason rolls his eyes.
Than an average gambler.
I would say we are more than average. Yes, that is for sure. Now,
like way more than an average Joe, like Jason, who's been only a couple times. We've gone on several benders, I would say. We've gone weeks by weeks, day by days, even. Experiencing and playing through highs and lows, the craziness that a casino has to offer. It's actually pretty crazy, some of the stuff that you see and do while you're there and some of the risks that you take.
Yeah. You had to talk about risks, didn't you, Jason?
Yeah.
And you left the door open.
And I do not recommend the casino.
I technically don't want to recommend it to anyone unless if you,
you
know
you
what
need
you're
expendable
doing.
Income.
Just like you need extendable income and
extendable.
Yes.
Make the dollar go just a couple more inches longer
exactly.
For you.
You need dude, it's crazy, man. Me and Isaac could probably go on for a while talking about this.
For sure. Now, how many times
total?
No, not total. I think how many days in a row have we been? What's the longest streak?
We've probably been on like minimum 12 to maximum 20, I would say.
In a row?
Yeah, we've been 12 days in a row before.
Oh, definitely.
You guys have gone to the casino 12 days in a row.
110%.
For sure.
And was that a profitable experience?
It's been different. So like maybe it's been negative for him, but positive for me. Negative for me, positive for him. It's flip-flopped and it's both been both negative or both positive.
Within the 12 day...
Yes.
Within that 12
day. That 12 day, I was definitely very profitable.
Same. Now,
but I would like to say overall of every combined trip to the casino, are you guys in the positive or the negative?
I would say I'm probably positive by a few hundred. I was able to purchase a car because of the casino.
True.
Shout out to the casino.
Yeah. The car he drives is from one of those 12 day spans.
That's not a bad car. I mean,
5.5.
Well, you also got a really good discount from a family friend.
Yes.
Or no, from family, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that I did not
know. Decent discount. I did not know.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's about the same price, actually.
What was one of my quotes, I literally paid for some college classes with the money I've made from
gambling.
Funny
enough,
yes,
I did
seriously.
Too.
I actually have a quote from Isaac. I do this thing where my friends say something really stupid and quotable or something that's really funny out of context. I write it down on my phone, and I have yearly quotes from all my friends, and it's a good time just reading through. It's hilarious. But I have this quote from Isaac.
That's scary.
I have this quote from Isaac in 2019, and I forgot exactly what it says, but you were like, gambling paid for my education.
And that is 100%
like that.
True.
Yeah, that is the quote. Exactly.
The fact that that's true is just absolutely hilarious.
Now, I have lost thousands in one sitting before.
I've seen you lose thousands in one sitting.
I've also lost thousands.
But okay, specifically that one time, just to give some pretext here, we went to Shreveport. Or no, it was Bossier City.
Pretext or context?
Context, whatever. English. Here, I'll just do it for myself. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, dang. Anyways, we go to Bossier City in Louisiana at the Horseshoe Casino. Boys trip, you, me, Joel, Marcus, just four bros in the car banging our heads to metal music on the way there. The money I brought $3,000. But the money, where that came from,
Get this, guys.
Joel was literally right next to me the whole time.
The entire time him doing this.
The money that I brought to that casino was made at another casino from $100.
$100, he made $3,000.
Now that's not playing slots. That's not playing the stupid luck games.
Do not play slots.
You will consistently lose your money if you go to a casino and play slots. Now, I play with the best house edge, which is Baccarat. Now, if you ever go to the casino, research table games, research Baccarat, best odds in the casino.
It is.
Try it out.
That is true. Now,
it's scary, but go with somebody who knows or research it before you do it. Listen to YouTube videos. That's how I've learned all of my gambling, you know. And from there, it's just practicing trial and error. Now, that $100 is made off of Baccarat.
So in
hindsight, none of that was my expendable income is what I'm trying to say, you know? So I've played both sides, losing a ton, making a ton. It's literally like the stock market. You can do the same exact thing inside of the stock market.
A lot of risk you have to take.
Risk.
It is, but I would say you have better odds in the stock market. And the allure of the casino is that your percentage return is a little higher.
Well, we just uncovered that we are avid gambling addicts. So,
yes.
Addicts, but we haven't been in a hot minute.
It's been a long time.
Very long break.
I denounced gambling for a few months after losing $1,000 on blackjack from coming home from the our last Shreveport visit.
Oh gosh, that's a lot of money.
I
could do a lot with $200.
Like what, Jason?
Feed myself, provide for myself
with one meal. Yeah, we know.
One meal, big boy.
One big freaking meal, $200 will feed Jason.
No, I mean, I think the average person could make $200 go a long way, even if you have a family.
Maybe put it in the stock market. Try to make something more off of it.
If you put $200 in the stock market, then that's good. Like, you can make money off that. Easy.
If you keep it there for a long time, you can make even more money. With mutual funds.
And if you continue to put that same amount of money in a monthly period, it will accrue. The power of compound interest.
There you go. How long have we been going?
This is not a financial podcast.
No, it's not.
We've been going for... How long?
He's lost track of time himself.
It's been...
There is no time when we start this podcast.
I don't... What do you? This says 3 hours. There's no way.
There's no way that is true.
No way it is 3 hours. But while he's trying to figure out some of the more crazy stuff...
It's been an hour. Sorry.
I guess I thought.
It's been an hour and 3 minutes. Sorry.
So to get off the casino topic, to try to wrap things up so Jason can move to his...
Music
guide
spotlight.
Of this time.
Artist spotlight.
Let's have each of us just say, I'm kind of taking over a little bit here. Wow, this is kind of cool. I feel empowered.
Who are you? Who let this guy on?
This is Geography Joel.
it's Geography Joel.
I think each one of us should share our most crazy casino experience, and then we'll move on.
Most crazy?
Like legendary, the saddest loss you've had, the greatest win you've had, just something like that. Like if you had to give someone a crazy story from the casino, give them that story.
Isaac, you pointed at me. I don't know if that was a story I had or a story you had.
I know so many stories. It's like the crazy thing for me.
I would say that my most recent crazy story was from our last Shreveport visit.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead and just
I mean, I'll go. I will say a crazy thing that happened with that. I lost all the money I brought to gamble with, and Isaac invested in me. He gave me, I think, $50, and I turned that $50 into everything that I originally gambled with, enough to where I could pay him back and still break even for the entire trip. But I decided to keep gambling, and I ended up losing it all again. That's what happens. That's the gambler's fallacy. You go back. I should have left after that. But I will say another crazy time at the casino was when I really wanted to go with y'all and some other friends, but I had homework. I was still in college.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite memories.
I literally did homework at the casino. I would get up, I would gamble, I would lose, I would get pissed, I would go and do homework, and I would still be pissed, and then I would fail a quiz, and then I would go gamble and win money, and that would make me feel better.
That is so funny. Such a dark time period being in school for you, buddy. Oh, I'm so sorry. Joel, what's yours?
Okay, so I got two short little stories here. On one of our super long benders at the casino with me and Isaac, we had like a several day period where I would just bring $300, and my goal each time that I would go would to be double it. So I would normally play Baccarat, but sometimes I would switch just because I like some of the other games, like the card games, like blackjack. That's super fun. There's also slight advantages you can use to make yourself in the long term win, which is pretty interesting. But I would say a really cool moment was for about 7 days in a row, I would bring $300 and I would double it. So I was making $300 a day, literally. And that was like probably for like a solid 8 to 9 days in a row, I did that at the casino, which was super legendary. Another legendary time was for my 21st birthday. I bought nine plane tickets for all of my brothers, my friends, and my dad, and a couple other just cool, close people to me. And I bought them all plane tickets to Vegas. We went, had an awesome time traveling from casino to casino. Just, you know, gambling our hearts out, having a nice little, just like, you know, exploration, kind of seeing how all Vegas is and everything, and just winning and losing, having a nice drink with the boys, going out to super crazy restaurants that are super pricey and just amazing. It was literally great birthday, by the way. Highly recommend you guys go to Vegas. Just maybe don't go to all the casinos. I had brought, since the plane tickets were a little pricey, I brought about $1,000, I would say, to the casino. Maybe it was like $700. And I was up and down throughout the entire trip. And then I ended up losing all my money this one day. I think it was the third day we were there. And I was like, dude, oh my gosh. And then that day, of course, that I'm just constantly losing and losing everyone around me, even Jason, man, the dude who I have to yell at while we're gambling to what to do depending on what game we're playing.
Jason is notorious for not knowing the right moves to play on gambling.
My goodness.
So we're all sitting around the table yelling at him to do the right thing. And he's just sitting there.
Very aggravating.
Okay. I would like to point out that the specific moment that they're talking about right now is a moment where I've won so much money while they all lost all their money in Vegas. I want to point that out for the record. This is on the record. I made more money than y'all in that moment. You guys were just mad at me.
No, okay. That is not true at all. It is so aggravating.
We're going a little long here.
Yeah, so. Okay. I'll wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Right, sorry. Basically, I did very poorly that day. I got a little, you know, bounce back money from my brothers there. And they gave me a couple $100. I won some here and there. And then at the nighttime, I ended up with $500. So I was down to zero at one point, and I made it up to $500. And we went to Caesar's Palace, the most famous, awesome, beautiful location there. Just absolutely, it's insane, right? So we walk in there. Isaac's doing his own thing. Marcus and Jason is doing their own thing. And then it was me left. Everyone, all the other people there had went to bed or they were just somewhere else gambling. And I decided to go to a blackjack table by myself and chuck the most money that I've ever chucked on one bet, which was all in $500. I've always wanted to do $500 on black on roulette, but I did it on a blackjack table and I ended up winning. So I came home
with $1,000.
With $1,000.
And after, as soon as we got home from that trip, we literally go to Windstar Casino.
Me and Isaac literally go back to the casino.
Literally an hour after we land inside of Dallas, we go right up to Windstar and gamble even more money.
Y'all did?
And say, yes. Yeah. And I made more money.
And Isaac made more money on Black.
I freaking went to bed.
You went to bed because you had to go to work in the morning.
Yeah,
Joel and I took off work specifically for that Monday after, so we could literally go back to the casino.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that was so fun. It was really fun. I played until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's overkill. Isaac, go ahead.
It's okay. It's our basically what I'll say is, one night in Vegas, I snuck out without anybody, without our party. So it was just me taking on the city by myself. They didn't really approve of that decision. I brought money. I went and made more money. My butt got slapped by a ravaging party of bridesmaids and a bride to be for a bachelorette party. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun night in Vegas. That's not the best one, but that's what I'll say. It's
shout
short.
Out to Shannon. We miss you,
Shannon. Oh man, I miss
totally,
you, baby.
I totally made that up. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, my girlfriend will probably kill me. Anyways. It's all right. I don't have to talk about I've got plenty of stories that will probably come out over the course of this podcast. It's inevitable that I'm going to talk about gambling regardless. So, Jason, let's go ahead and move on to your artist spotlight, and then we'll.
You didn't even finish your story. You said you ran out.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Dude, you left that on the cliffhanger.
The pinnacle was that my butt got slapped.
Yeah, he just wanted to.
That's
let people,
all you wanted
he
to say.
He literally just wanted people to know that his butt got touched in Vegas by walking by a bachelorette party. That's Isaac.
That was the highlight of my life.
Oh. All right.
Wow.
Let's go on. All right. So
all right. Artist spotlight. Jason, go ahead. We'll wrap it up.
To wrap up this episode, the artist spot. The artist.
Artist spotlight.
We need to end this.
Twisted Tees.
The artist spotlight for this week is an artist by the name of Still Woozy. Still Woozy is an awesome indie artist. Man. I don't even know how to describe his music. It's super vibey. He does a lot of stuff. He plays guitar, and he does a lot of really interesting stuff with his guitar and by using reverb and vibrato. And I think he also uses this crazy effect where he puts a pitch correction on his guitar to give it this super like warbly, almost out-of-tune sound. I absolutely dig it. Super chill. The way he sings is so unique. I really do not know how to describe his music. It's just awesome. Go check him out.
Yeah,
he only really releases singles. I don't even think he really has a full length release. All the songs are really chill, jammy, totally indie vibey. Yeah,
it's really fun to listen to. From the music that you've shown me, I dig it. It's definitely I don't want to say this with bad, definitely stoner vibey.
Definitely, it's got that kind of a vibe,
but it's enjoyable whether or not you smoke pot or not. So
it's definitely summer, roll the windows down, drive
for sure,
grab a cold drink, sit out on your porch, listen to him.
It'll be a nice change of our recommendations since we've mostly recommended rock and punk
rock
music.
And punk, but yeah, this is total indie, very underground indie. He's gotten a lot of attention recently, especially on YouTube.
Yeah,
I don't think he's like underrated anymore. I think everyone really likes him, but go check him out.
Okay. Well, I think that'll do it for this week's podcast.
Thank you, Joel, willing to be publicly humiliated on the
podcast. I did pretty good.
We'll have you back on. We'll have some different questions. Geography, Joel, so we'll make another appearance, that's for sure.
So thank you, Joel. Anything you want to say?
Thank you guys for having me on. It was good.
Anything you want to shout out?
Yeah, man, just It's Haram on Twitch.
Okay.
ITZ.
Getting paid for that?
H Haram. No, not getting paid for that.
Harambe. There you go.
Not Harambe.
Harambe.
Nope.
Okay.
I miss Harambe. Rest in peace.
No. Okay.
Rest in peace.
We're not bringing that back.
I'm bringing that back.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. He's been Jason.
And he's been Isaac.
That's been Joel.
Woo!
And thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend or week. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Put it all on black, boys.
Put it all on black. There you go. All right. Just end it before I go. This is bad. End it, Jason. End it.
Oh.